Hi, thank you for joining us on our monthly catch-up with me, Anisha Pindoria, with the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. As you can see, we have a special guest joining us today, so please introduce yourself and tell us where you've come from.
Hi, Anisha, and hello, everybody. My name's Willie Sharp. I am a colleague of Anisha. Yep. I'm a program manager with the ALM Rangers. You wanted to know where I come from?
Yes, please.
Well, I was born in Switzerland, which is where the Swiss genetics comes from. I grew up in South Africa and I moved the entire family to Vancouver. That's up north of the 49th parallel in Canada. And I work at the Vancouver Development Center with you virtually for the ALM Rangers.
Yes. Great. Thank you very much for that, Willie. So let's crack on with our show. So at the end of Sprint 75, the Migrate Word for TFS to OSS project, this was the first Visual Studio ALM Rangers project to move to OSS. In terms of progress, it has been published to CodePlex and available to all. I will post a link to this below in the description. This project has now officially been shipped, which is fantastic news. The next project, Extracting Effective Permissions from TFS, the team has completed the final technical and copy edit reviews of the white papers, sample tooling for release, and has presented the project and the findings in an internal slide deck to the PO. In Sprint 76, the team will ship the public white paper and samples to CodePlex as soon as they receive PO's approval. The Create Quality PowerShell DSC Resources for DevOps and ALM Practitioners project, the team has committed to three new resources. These are organizational unit, folder permissions, and XML modifier as per the backlog. The team plans to ship the resources as part of the gallery and DSC resource kit for maximum discoverability and simplicity. In Sprint 76, the team are going to develop, test, and release 2 to 3 resources. So with the version control guidance upgrade version 3 project, the team has kick-started this project. The following guides, distributed versus centralized, team project or team repo granularity, and cheat sheet, TFVC, and Git are all ready for the first draft review. Planned for Sprint 76, the team will focus on working through a couple of the sections in the guide to enable PO feedback on the direction. This will enable the team members to get the same style or approach in their work as per the backlog. So at the end of Sprint 75 for Project Unicorn, we established the VSO and Azure environment, which has enabled all the feature teams to start defining the backlog. Azure AAD and the VSO linkage is currently pending and is blocked in terms of the subscription type and billing. Planned for Sprint 76, the feature teams are planning to start implementing the reference application. With the migration guidance of on-premise TFS to VSO project, the team has completed part one of the project, which was concepts of migrations, tooling, and scenarios. Part two of the project, which is the walkthrough of a basic on-premise to VSO migration, has also been scoped. In Sprint 76, the team will complete the walkthrough and documentation of an on-premise to VSO migration using the recommended out-of-the-box tooling. The team also aim to ship part one as soon as they receive PO approval. So for other updates that have taken place in the ALM Rangers world, the previous Channel 9 video received over 32,000 views and the first video reaching 23,000 views, beating all recent Ranger video records and many of the Connect blockbuster videos. I managed to get a breakdown of the top countries that watched the last video, and it was quite interesting to see that India was the second largest country that watched, and not surprising to see US at the top. So I just want to thank the Channel 9 audience for this and taking the time to learn more around what is going on in the Visual Studio ALM Rangers world in each sprint. If you have any feedback, then please get in touch or leave your comment below. We value and appreciate all your thoughts, so thanks again.
Can I just make one request to my, I see my Swiss colleagues are appearing on the metrics, but I cannot see my South African friends. Mm-hmm. So I would like to just ask everybody in South Africa is to support your your series. I mean, it's a great series. I call it the BBC News of the Rangers. And hopefully next time we'll see South Africa on that list as well.
Yeah, definitely. So come on, South Africa, you can do it. The other thing I wanted to point out is that there is also a popular LinkedIn group that was sent to us for those that are interested in discussing software development with the ALM tools in Visual Studio and TFS. I'll post the link to this LinkedIn group below in the description as well. And finally, we have had two great impact gems come through. The first was in response to Chris McGrath, unblocking a customer with TFS planning, disaster avoidance and recovery, and TFS on Azure IaaS guide. And the second gem is an extract from a testimonial that Wouter de Kort has been working on, based on the use of TFS planning, disaster avoidance and recovery, and TFS on Azure IaaS guide. This is the kind of stuff that really excites us and really motivates the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. And not only that, but it's great to see such great feedback come through and how the Rangers solutions create impact to the real world. Really, is there anything that you wanted to add around these two kind of great gems that we've had through?
Yes, it's Wouter.
Sorry, Wouter.
I know the British have a problem, but fortunately I'm from South Africa, so it's Wouter.
Sorry, my apologies.
I can just say that these gems, the testimonials, that's what we really need from the Rangers. And thank you very much, Wouter, for driving that. Those are the gems that we really need, because that allows us to show our leadership that, look, what we are doing, what we're investing, what the guys are doing in the real world is actually making a difference.
Yes.
So all I can say is, Wouter, we need more of those.
Yes, definitely. Great. Thanks for that, Willie. So what's coming up next month? Well, we have a super session that has been rescheduled with Sam Guckenheimer and Jeff Beeler, who will be joining me in the Channel 9 studio, taking live questions from the Rangers via link. So that will definitely be interesting. This will definitely be a session to tune into, and this will also be shared on Channel 9 once recorded. So stay tuned in for that.
Will they also get these hats?
I don't know. Perhaps. So now that I've finally managed to get my friend and colleague into the studio, let's pick his brains a bit. I can see that Willie's a bit scared. So so my first question, really, Willie, to you is, what did you like most in the latest sprint email that was shared with the product group?
Yeah, I wanted to say two things, but there's actually three things. I think the most important thing that I like about the sprint email, and you mentioned it's for the product group, is we're finally starting to align with the way the product groups thinks, speaks, and runs their projects. We were always a bit different. We started aligning and seeing our sprint emails, or your sprint emails, going out at the same time that all the other ones are going out, is really great to see. So I think that's what I like the most now that I've just had a few seconds to think about it.
Yeah.
The other things are thanks to your real help and effort, and thanks to Brian's candid feedback.
I mean, yes,
he's very candid. Definitely. I don't know how that gentleman reads all the emails and responds to them, but he gave us a lot of feedback, a lot of guidance, and the summary email has become very crisp. I always say crisp. I like crisp. but it's crisp and actionable, and it's very easy to get to the context and or to the eye of the storm or the eye of the status, per se.
Yes.
So it's no longer having to kind of sift through pages and pages of email. It literally fits on one page, which is great. And the third one is really the James section, which I think you've added last in the last edition.
Yeah.
Because as we just mentioned, it really impacts or highlights the impact that the Rangers are doing or having, and our solutions are making. Because we often ask, "Is what impact do we really have?" And it's really difficult to quantify it. I mean, if you look at the triages, at the flashes, or maybe in one of these future series, is we often show the downloads. How many times do the community members download the solutions, but does that really show impact? Not really. A testimonial from Wouter
Yeah.
Or from Chris, or from the rangers in the field actually working with a customer. Those are the real gems.
It definitely helps, and it really motivates the rangers.
And it
as
motivates
well.
All of us. Yeah. And seeing your series compete with the likes of some of the real Power Connect videos was really great to see. And those are
definitely
great gems.
Definitely. Great. Thanks for that, Willie.
I'm just missing the South Africans on the metrics. But
come on,
we'll
South Africans.
Go Bokke.
Great. So what are your thoughts on the current Rangers ecosystem as it stands?
You joined us 6 months ago. I think it's 6 months or longer. It feels like a lifetime
that
you joined. And the first thing we did is we said we are going to load balance. We are going to create two PMs that can do the same role. So we can always go on holiday.
Yeah.
Without having to worry. And what you've realized is you were documenting a lot of stuff. So our ecosystem, I think, is too complex. It's too complex for you and I to manage, and it's too complex for the rangers out there. We often say is family is more important than the job, which is more important than the rangers, which puts us last in terms of bandwidth. And our processes are just too noisy, they're too resource and time intensive, I feel, and a distraction to the teams that should be focusing on helping the ALM community out there or helping us create solutions for the future.
Yeah.
So we should really make things just simpler. And what I've been saying to the rangers, and you included, is if we have to document a process, it's actually too complex.
Yeah.
It should be simple enough for us to talk about it and then just do it.
Exactly.
Self-organizing, let's just get things simple. So that's my thoughts on the ecosystem.
Okay. I mean, you mentioned your thoughts around this. What are you thinking around making some of these changes in 2015, or are you thinking that way?
We are thinking about it quite heavily, and we've started talking, having conversations with the distinguished rangers, as you know. I gave them my thoughts, my ideas, which I won't share yet, because until we as a community agree that it's a good thing to do, they're just Willie's crazy ideas. I have lots of crazy ideas, but I really want us to become kind of, I don't know, simplistic is wrong, but simplicity is the key. I want everything to be super simple, and I want rangers to be self-organizing, so they don't have to come to you or I to ask for something. They can just do things.
Just go ahead
do
and
stuff.
Do it.
Just do it. Mm. A colleague told me when I joined Microsoft is do and ask for forgiveness later, and that's been my personal mantra. I would love the rangers to do the same thing, is just go out there, do stuff, and we can fix it. If something's broken, that's what the rangers are there for.
It seems like there's a lot of processes kind of in place that
it's just
need to
too process heavy, and it's obviously we evolved over time, but it's time to make things simple.
Okay, well, definitely sounds positive and good way for 2015. So I guess my main question is, what makes you enjoy the ALM Rangers so much? Because I know you've been with the Rangers for such a long time.
It feels like a lifetime.
But that's good.
It's good. Yeah. I'm saying that in a good way. But it just feels like a lifetime, because I cannot remember when I joined the Rangers in terms of date. But I remember Bill Hayes, my dear colleague, who was running the first generation of the branching guidance, which is a blockbuster today. And that's when I got involved. I was still in South Africa. I was an ALM MVP at the time.
Yeah.
And Bijan had a session at one of the MVP summits, and I just thought, oh, this is cool. Let me get engaged. And I started working with Bill Hayes. And I just love it. Since that day, I loved the Rangers. It's because we can give something back. So as an MVP, I was able to give something back to the community, not just kind of enjoy it myself. I was actually able to give something back, and I was able to work with phenomenal engineers like Bill Hayes, Bill Esri, Bijan. It was just phenomenal.
Some great guys.
It was great guys. And then it's 5 years and 11 months ago, I joined Microsoft as a, what they call a blue badge.
Yep.
And as a program manager, my responsibility or my kind of vision was to expand the ALM Rangers community to not just engineers within Microsoft, but beyond. And I think we've actually managed to expand it, yeah. Worldwide. We've got a variety of engineers, cultures, traditions, time zones, as you know.
Oh, yes, I mean, definitely.
It's real challenging, but I find the part-time and geographically dispersed teams fun. It's really fun.
Mm.
And hugely rewarding.
I mean,
when we eventually ship something, we know we've shipped something of real substance, and it was a lot of different time zones, a lot of sweat and tears. And let's not forget, the Rangers invest their personal family time to create these solutions. So they're actually putting in a lot. And that I often get asked. Recently, Aaron asked me as well, what makes the Rangers tick? Why do they contribute their family time? And actually, all for a t-shirt. I mean, that's really, I always say is give the techies a t-shirt and they're happy.
And they'll be happy, exactly.
That's what they do it for. There's the shirt, which you're wearing. I'm not, I apologize. I don't know. Yeah. I can just think back to when I was an ALM MVP and I joined the Rangers, is they do it out of sheer passion for Visual Studio and the ALM community.
And it's the passion, and it's the reason why they, it's because they just love it so much that they are happy to give their, you know, family time up.
Or I can't explain it, but it's that endless passion. Yes, it's the expertise that, like, you're working with these super geeks and experts or subject matter experts in their field, and the energy is really infectious. I mean, I mean for me, it's not a job, it's a hobby. I'm having fun 24/7, and it's a huge privilege to work with all the Rangers out there.
Definitely. Without the Rangers, nothing would be possible.
No.
Definitely not. Great. So is there anything else that you would like to kind of share or let the wonderful Townline audience know? About you, about the Rangers program?
No, not really. What I'd like the Rangers to do now, as soon as they've watched this video, is to scratch out the Rangers and hopefully scratch out the job as well.
Yep.
Go and have some family time, as kind of re-energize and reboot in January. All deserved a real good break. And go and have some really good quality family time.
Definitely.
And don't wear these funny hats.
Get your lovely hat on. I think it suits you, really. I should do it more often. Well, thank you so much again for coming by. And I know that you've kind of avoided being on Channel 9, but it's lovely having you. And I'm sure the Channel 9 audience loves having you.
Dragged me in here kicking and
had
screaming.
Had to be done.
No, it was fun. And it's always great to...
Yeah.
I wish the Rangers were here. Because that's where the fun is, like at Tech Ready or at MVP Summit, is to actually have the face-to-face. But this is the way we live.
This is
the virtual world.
Yep, it's better than nothing, right?
So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity and for this really great
hat. Great, thanks, Willie. And thanks to everyone that's watched this, and have a lovely holiday break, and see you in 2015. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.